Okay, one and only one topic this week, and that is Chet HaEgel. Okay, what I thought was first, this Ramban is you know, certainly top 10, maybe top 5 Rambans in the Torah in terms of ones you need to know if you want to be smart, but it's also incredibly helpful. First, let's do the Psukim. We think of the story of Chet HaEgel as covering like 20, 30, 40, 50 Psukim. The Chet itself is tiny. The reaction is much longer. We can actually just read, you know, the whole 6 Psukim that encompass the Chet. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe laredet min ha'har. Okay, the people saw that Moshe, boshesh is, what? How would you translate? Tarrying, you know, whatever. So this is, by the way, where Chazal obviously get the idea that they got the days wrong. Okay, he told them how long he would be gone for. Vayikahel ha'am ala haron, vayomru elav, kum asei lanu Elohim asher yelchu lefaneinu, ki zeh Moshe ha'ish asher ha'elanu me'eretz Yisrael, lo yodanu mehayolo. What do they want? They go to Aaron, first of all. They go to Aaron. Why Aaron? Your guess is as good as mine. Why Aaron?
The next in line.
He's the number two, right? Number one is down. They go to number two. And what do they ask of him? What? What do they ask of him?
Make a God for us.
Right. So that's what it says. Kum asei lanu Elohim, asher yelchu lefaneinu. Two ways to translate that. Literally, asher yelchu lefaneinu means what?
That will lead us.
Right. So either means that he'll walk in front of us, or it means, right, who will kind of worship. Yeah. You know, we follow him. There's literal following. Obviously, literal following and symbolic following should be pretty similar. We like to think we symbolically follow things, but you need to literally follow at some point also. Yeah.
Why don't they say,
answer your question. It's a good question. What's the answer? They were sure that something bad had happened.
Ask a better question.
Why didn't Aaron say, yo, he's coming, just hang on? All these things you have to try to work out between the lines. But we want to get the main point. Next, Pasuk Bet. Pasuk Aleph has like the most stuff in it as any Pasuk. But now Bet. Vayomu alehem Aharon. No explanation. Right? They go, what's going on? Moshe's gone. I was like, okay, take off the jewelry from your wives and your children and your daughters and bring them to me. Shockingly, right, they do that. It never happens. Right, the school says, listen, we need to build a new wing. Everybody, you know, send in $150,000. They don't get the money the next day. Again, all these, the psukim are so loaded, and all the psukim, all the medrashim come out of these hints in the psukim. But let's keep going. What?
You asked for a new wing. You have to pay for it. That makes sense. You're going to ask for it.
Okay. Dalit. Vayikach mi adam. So Aaron takes the jewelry. Vayotzar oto bacheret. What do we think that means?
Engraved it.
He didn't engrave it. What? It means he formed it, right?
That's what Vayotzar.
Right. In what?
He etched it in the stone.
Yeah. Doesn't mean in a fire somehow. And he made it into some kind of, I don't know, some kind of cow with a mask. What does it mean? It's a Purim thing. He makes it, but it wasn't an image, it was a thing.
But it doesn't mean mask.
I understand that. Thank you very much. Vayomru, Eila Elohecha Yisrael Asher Ha'aluchu Me'eretz Yisrael. Maybe the most difficult phrase in the Torah. Aaron HaKohen, Moshe's brother, Miriam's brother, the Kohen Gadol says, Eila Elohecha Yisrael Asher Ha'aluchu Me'eretz Yisrael. Pretty shocking stuff. Vayar Aharon, Vayiven Mizbech Lefanav, Vayikra Aharon, Vayomar Chag Lashem Machar. And Aaron builds Mizbech and he says, tomorrow we're going to have a Chag. Vayashkimu Macharat, Vayalu Olot, Vayigshu Shlamim, Vayeshev Haom Lachol Vishato, Vayakumu Litzachek. A lot of bad things happen. Right? They get up in the morning, they bring Karbanot, presumably to the new God. and they sit and they eat and they drink. Vayakumu litzachek. Whether litzachek is as bad as Rashi and the Medrash make it out to be like the big three, it certainly sounds bad. Even just the pshuto shel mikra, that's what I was looking up, pshuto shel mikra, it's bad. Okay? Of all the questions, what's the most fundamental question? So we could ask questions from here until Purim. What's the fundamental question? Now, I made that. That's a good question. That's not the most fun. The baseline question is, could it really be that the people who saw the Eser Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf and the war with Amalek and Aseret HaDibros and Mike, could it really be that they looked at some molten image and they said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael Asher Ha'alucha Meretz Yisrael?
I get a possible answer.
Yeah.
Maybe it's new generation.
We try not to have too much participation here, but okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have like a 10 rules or something?
New generation? Yeah, it's a good idea, but it's wrong.
You know it's not.
It's the next day. They're at Har Sinai still. If you're going to be here, you got to let me hit you sometimes upside the head. It's a great idea. It's just, you know, if it came after... when would it have to come over? After Shlach. That's what we skipped 39 years. But here it's the same. It's every day is the next day.
I get another answer? Or
yeah?
I mean, they just want a new way to connect to God, right? Moshe before was their connector.
Because he's saying it couldn't be that bad, yeah?
Like a physical manifestation of God, not God himself.
Okay, let's look at the Ramban. Yeah. They're wrong.
Yeah.
Not in the Ramban, you can't.
Only Rashi, I got it.
Right, not in the Ramban. This is a Ramban. Quick. So the answer is everything can be. The one thing that's really, really hard to accept that we want to work around is that the Jewish people really believed any of this stuff, and or that Aaron HaKohen was interested in, you know, being the high priest of Avodah Zarah. These things seem inconceivable. Here's the Ramban. Asher yalchu lifaneinu. First he quotes Rashi. By the way, what Rashi's medayek on the following, asher yalchu is plural. Elokot harbe ivulahem. They wanted many gods. Like in the Medrash always piles on. Like it's not enough that they wanted one. They wanted many gods. Kizem Moshe ha'ish asher ha'alonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. V'haya moreh lanu haderech na'aleba. Our leader. Lo yadanu mehayala. We don't know what happened to him. Atat tzrichim le'elokut harbe asher yalchu lefaneinu lashon Rashi. So now we need many, many gods to take Moshe's place. So now, in fairness to the Jewish people, we obviously know the end of the story, which is Moshe was fine. But you do have to imagine that they've been waiting for 40 days for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down from Har Sinai. They have nothing without him. They have no food. They have no water. They have no direction. There's no promised land. There's nothing. So they are, you know, if you want to look into their minds as much as possible, they are completely dependent on Moshe. And, you know, the panic level over Moshe's disappearance must have been sky high. And maybe, I imagine to myself, maybe when they went to Aaron, they were expecting something more productive than, okay, give me your gold. Maybe they wanted Aaron to say, don't worry, wait another day, he'll be back. Don't, you know, maybe it's a question, why didn't Aaron say any of that stuff? But let's see what happens. Here's the Ramban. Ve'ein l'shano mechuvan. The Ramban says very nicely that Rashi's lashon is not pegged closely to the psukim. Aval hakatuv hazeh hu mafteach l'da'at nachon inyan ha'egel u'machshavat osav. Says the Ramban, this pasuk is the key to understanding the egel and the motivation of those who made it. First thing, he said, this is a pasuk that the Ramban has. Ki biyadua shelo hayu Yisrael surim shemoshe hu ha'elokim. First thing, they weren't looking to replace God. B'nei Yisrael knew full well that Moshe was not a god, and there's no reason to exaggerate Moshe. Moshe was plenty important, the most important person ever, but the Ramban says, given. B'nei Yisrael knew Moshe was not God, and therefore, they would not have needed a god to replace Moshe. Next, v'shehu b'kocho asalahem ha'otot v'hamoftim. They knew he was neither a god nor the person who made the miracles. Umatam Shayomru, and why would they have said, Kevon Shalach Moshe Mimanu Na'ase Elokim? Now that Moshe's gone, we'll make a god. Ramban says it doesn't make any sense. Vod, on top of that, Ki Beferush Amru Elohim Ashe Yelchu Lefanenu. Ramban is very clear. They said, make us an Elohim. Asher yelchu lefaneinu. What didn't they say? Lo sheyihiyu notnim lahem chayim ba'olam hazeh o ba'olam haba. The Ramah says they didn't say, make us a real God who will be in charge of reward and punishment and free will and all the things we care about. Nothing like that. Just make us an Elohim. Asher yelchu lefaneinu. What's going on? Here's the whole point. Famous Ramban, common sense. Aval hayu mevakshin Moshe acher. They wanted a replacement for Moshe Rabbeinu, not a replacement for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simply a replacement for the person who was going to direct them in the Midbar. Amru, Moshe shahora lanu haderech mimitzrayim v'adheina. Moshe, who we are completely dependent upon, who took us from Egypt to Maimar Har Sinai, shahayu ha-masa'im al pi Hashem biyad Moshe, the only way they knew where to go, right? Imagine, okay, this is dangerous, you know, I had this when I was in LA and like my ways stopped working. And you're like, now you're completely, right? If you spend, I spent a week in the car with the Waze lady driving around the United States, just a regular plain vanilla voice. You become emotionally dependent on her voice.
I love the way they
do. Let's not brag. Okay? It's an amazing phenomenon. I spoke about this at the Shabbaton when I was in New York. It's an amazing phenomenon. So multiply that by, you know, a gazillion, and that was B'nai Yisrael's relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes?
What we were saying before was the reason they went to Aaron was because he was the next person,
okay,
the second in charge. So it seems odd that they would, if they're only trying to replace Moshe, that they would dafka go to Aaron, the second person in charge, and say, yeah, can you, second person in charge, instead of taking the place of the guy who's first in charge, find someone third,
right,
person. Like, it seems odd. Why wouldn't they just ask him to take Moshe's place?
Well, but maybe they did. Watch what happened.
What about the cotton fire that would leave them?
Huh?
I mean, we have the...
No, but I think they think that's Moshe's doing. Now, Na'aselanu, everybody look, it's like right in the middle of that first paragraph. Na'aselanu Moshe Acher, Sheyore Haderech Lefaneinu Al Pi Hashem Biyado. We're not interested in Avodah Zarah. We're not interested in a new God. We just want somebody, they wanted somebody to step up. We just want somebody to show us the way. We just need somebody with a map. V'zetam his kiram Moshe ha'ish asher he'alanu. Lo hakel asher he'alam ki itzdachu le'ish Elokim. If you go back to the first puzzle, the Ramah says, look what it says. They said, kuma se'lanu Elokim asher yalchu l'faneinu ki zeh Moshe ha'ish asher he'alanu me'eretz Yisrael lo yodanu me'ha'yolo. We're looking for the next ways person. We're looking for the person who took us out of Egypt, who showed us the way. Not just Moshe who showed us the way. That's what we need a replacement for. V'chein, five lines up from the end of the first paragraph. V'chein tuchal lahavin zem mitshuvat Aharon el Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the Ramban does not defend Aaron, but he says you could see this to be true from what Aaron told Moshe. When Moshe comes down, he says to Aaron, Ma asa lecha ha'am hazeh, ki heveita alav chata agidola. Right? What did the people do to you that forced you to do this? V'haita tshuvato, and Aaron says to Moshe, V'yomru li, kum aselanu Elohim. V'amai lohem l'mi zahav hitparaku, v'yitnu li v'ashalcheu ba'esh. And it came out this egel. He says, "V'hine Aharon mitnatzel Moshe." Aaron is apologizing to Moshe. "V'amar lo al yicharaf Adoni, don't be angry." "V'hu kimosif al chatato pesha," but he seems like he's making it worse. "Sha'omer ki hein bikshu mimenu avodah zarah va'asa'al lahem biyado." According to Rashi, Moshe says to Aaron, "What happened?" And Aaron says, "Oh, they wanted a god." So I made them one. Why wouldn't Moshe get even angrier if that's what Aaron was explaining to him? You understand? The Ramah says that's not what Aaron was saying.
The simple reading point to they wanted a god. Moshe says to Aaron, what happened? And Aaron says, look, they wanted a god, so I made one. The Ramah says it's not true. They never wanted a god. They came to Aaron and they said, make an Elohim Asher Chulufanenu, make something that we can follow. Some physical manifestation of God that we can follow. And Aaron says, so I did it. In the Ramban's telling, there's a lot of blame on Aaron, it strikes me. There's a lot to answer for Aaron. But at least, according to the Ramban, you're not really playing around with Avodah Zarah here. And now here's the explanation. Second paragraph, says the Ramban. Aval ha'inyan kimo she'amarti. Shelo bikshu ha'egel lihiyot lahem lekel meimitu mechayeh. They didn't want a god. V'kiblu avodat elokut aleihem. They didn't accept Avodah Zarah. Aval yirtzu, what they wanted, sheyihyeh lahem b'makom Moshe morei darkam. They needed somebody to replace Moshe as the person who would tell them what to do and where to go. V'zehu hitnatlutso shel Aharon. This is what Aaron was apologizing for. Ta'an ki lo amru li rak she'eseh lahem Elohim asher elchu lifneihem b'mekomcha Adoni. They didn't ask me for a god. Shelo yadu ma haya lach. They didn't know what happened to you. V'im tashuvim lo, whether you're going to come back or not. V'lachem heim hayu tzrichim l'mi she'oreh lahem darkam kol zman shelo tiyata imahem. Now the Ramban's getting better. Now he says, Aaron said to Moshe, look, this was a temporary thing. Maybe this answers your question. Aaron really was kind of just biding, you know, playing for time. All they wanted was someone to replace Moshe. He knew that the second Moshe came back, they would drop this whole silliness. One second, they would drop the whole silliness. That's what Aaron was explaining to him. V'imulai, fifth line, sixth line. V'imulai tashuv, ya'azvuhu v'yelchu acharecha kivarishona. And as soon as you come back, Moshe said, well, get rid of this stupid golden calf. And they'll go back to being to worship, you know, to following you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban says, it's not just speculation. Look at this. V'chein haya hadavar. That's exactly what happened. Why? Ki kevon sheru ha'am et Moshe. As soon as the people saw Moshe, this I think is Ramban's great insight. As soon as the people saw Moshe, miyad hinichu et ha'egel, they left the egel, uvo'atu bo, and they kicked it, they pushed it aside. Hinichu lo l'sorfo. The Ramban says, when let's ruin the egel. Nobody objected. Nobody said, it wasn't like there was this group of Ovdei Avodah Zarah who said, hey, you can't do that, that's our God. And Moshe scattered the dust. There was no opposition. Nobody argued with him. Moshe didn't say anything to them. He didn't yell at them. Aval bivo, right? Aval bivo oba machane. Vayare to egel umucholot miyad barchu mimenu. They all ran away from Moshe. Vahu lakacha egel vayistrofo to vayishako to lahem veloma anu plow. He made them drink the water. Nobody objected. Ve'ilu hayalahem they no came. And if they really thought it was their God, ein derech shi'aniach adam malko velo kavu srifatesh. No one would have allowed their idol to be burnt. That's a play on words from Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, it answers all our questions except for one. Says the Ramban, it was never as bad as you thought. B'nai Yisrael were not interested in Avodah Zarah. The people who stood in Har Sinai believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they had a crisis. Their crisis was the person who was the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The person who led them out of Egypt had now disappeared. So they came to Aaron and they said, what should we do? Maybe Aaron should have said, wait a day or two. Instead, Aaron said, you know what, I'll make something. Why? Aaron thought, I'll make something, and then Moshe will come back, and what happened is exactly what will happen. Moshe will destroy it. He'll tell the people that that's not the person, and they'll go back to worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believing in Moshe Rabbeinu. In many, many ways, this Ramban is beautiful. It's Shuto Shel Mikra. It answers all our questions on B'nai Yisrael. What doesn't it answer? Yeah. Well, you think of the Chet HaEgel, the way the Ramban makes it seem, the Chet HaEgel was a minor sin.
Well, what about the end of the story?
Huh?
What about the end of the story.
Right, so the Ramban doesn't think that that's so bad. By Yekumu, that may be our answer. But all I'm saying is, if you buy the Ramban... What?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Huh? Okay. All I'm saying is, that's an excellent answer. That, you know, at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik b'tzadikim k'chod asara. They were the people who said, I've seen that even a small mistake couldn't be. But this happens all the time. When you answer, you know, a question with such common sense, the next question is, okay, then what's going on? I would like to suggest, I'm happy for people to tell me that I'm wrong, that in some ways this is the Ramban l'shitaso, that Chegedel wasn't the worst thing ever. You see, for Rashi, if you hold a mukta mukha bar Torah and the whole Mishkan is the response to the Chei HaEgel, then the Chei HaEgel really was life-changing. But for the Ramban, the Chei HaEgel was a Chei. It was very bad. But maybe it wasn't life-changing. They were going to have a Mishkan anyway, right? Okay, so maybe this changed a little bit. But, for Rashi, it was a fundamental change in the way we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, that was never going to be. Right, we think that Chei HaEgel was 40 years. It wasn't that Chei HaMeraglim. But Chei HaEgel was, you know, was part of the punishment also for what happened later. But the bottom line is, for the Ramban, it could be. It wasn't as bad as we think it was. It was bad. We were going to get punished for it. But we were going to build a Mishkan anyway. It wasn't a fundamental change in the way we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I think the person who comes out looking worse in the story, according to the Ramban, is Aaron HaKohen. Because really, he should have been able to stop it, and he could have stopped it. But for the Ramban, it doesn't involve Avodah Zarah. It doesn't involve Gilui Arayos. It doesn't involve Shvichos Damim, all these things that are in the Medrashim. It's just a mistake. Hard to know what to do with that. Yeah, question. Right. Okay. Right. Right. No, but God would. The one thing that we need to be sensitive to is, see, for us, physical manifestations of God aren't only silly, they're usur. But if you saw God, if you actually had an experience, you would want it again. They had a desire, right. Right, but even so, it could still be that a physical manifestation of God wasn't God. They knew it wasn't God, and yet they needed, you know that little figurine that your mommy bought you isn't really Buzz Lightyear, right? It can't fly. Okay, Buzz can't fly. You know what I'm saying. But somehow the physical manifestation of his buzzness, you know, made you feel good, made you sleep better at night when you thought the bad guys were coming. Admit it. Okay? But you knew it wasn't Buzz. Still, the physical manifestation worked. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mexico. Yeah. They don't have Buzz Lightyear in Mexico.
No, very few died. That's, yeah, I think 3,000 died. You look in the Pesukim. Very few died. We like to think...
A lot of people. You're saying relative to other plays?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Considering, like, they were asked to kill like, their own family.
I'm not... Again, I...
That's pretty bad.
Again, when you want to make a point, it always sounds like, I'm not saying it was good. I don't think the Ramban is saying it was... I don't think the Ramban is saying it was good. I think what the Ramban has done is, in terms of trading good for good, he's giving more credit to Bnei Yisrael, saying it's what we all think was true. It's inconceivable that they actually thought Aaron was going to make a god, having met the real God at Yam Suf and certainly at Har Sinai. The easier way to go. And the Ramban, when you read the Pesukim again, the Ramban's reading the Pesukim is pretty plain. It leaves us with some problems, but I'd like to think that it leaves us with smaller problems than we started with. Go.